help before I leave.
If I only had one message I could bring you, there's no question it would be
about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy. But in the end, my life is just about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy and love.
And although it's bittersweet, remembering the cost, there's something beautiful
about the cross.
2,000 years ago, if I had watched him die, I think I would have lost all hope, demanded to know why.
But now I know the cross means everything,
and it's the greatest honor to sing about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy and love.
And although it's bittersweet,
remembering the cost,
there's something beautiful
about the cross.
Us that we are as Christians to have a cautious walk. Walk circumspectly. I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter in your Bibles, 1 Peter. And notice what the scripture says here, 1 Peter, and then the fifth chapter of 1 Peter together, 1 Peter chapter 5. And notice here, as we compare scripture with scripture, the Bible gives to us another great truth to help us and really a connecting thought here for our lives. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now, I'm told, I'm not a scientist by any means, I'm told that when a lion attacks its prey, that scientists know that it was the carcass left by or the remains left by a lion, because lions leave very little waste. I mean, they totally devour their prey. They don't play nice. They're there to destroy. And God uses that picture to describe to you our adversary. Let me tell you something. The devil would love it if you would waste your time. The devil loves it when you spend your time for things that don't benefit your spiritual life at all. You know, you say, "Well, Pastor Burns, are you saying that we can't have entertainment in our life?" That's not what I'm saying at all. Listen, God created us to enjoy our life. And sometimes enjoyment is God-given and God's will for our life to enjoy the life that we have. I'm talking about jumping on the treadmill, living your life for nothing, and at the end of the day, doing absolutely nothing to accomplish God's will for your life and not being spiritually awake to realize the opportunities that God has given you today to grow. Let me say this. This is an opportunity for you to grow in your spiritual life. You can walk out those doors and you can pretend you heard nothing and you can be a hearer and not a doer, and that won't benefit you at all. Or you could do something about it and take some time and say, Lord, direct me. Spirit of God, show me where I'm wasting my time. And that's being awake and being spiritually motivated to be different and to be better. You see, I'm talking about the devil wanting to destroy us. He wants to be there to destroy our lives. You're a Christian. If you know the Lord, you're born again. The devil can't have your soul, but he can keep you from doing anything beneficial. He can keep you from doing anything for God. And he will sidetrack you. He will get you to go on a rabbit trail. He'll do whatever he can to keep you from spiritually investing in eternity. And so the Bible says, be careful. Walk circumspectly. Satan wants us to be as the prodigal son. The prodigal son, the Bible says he lived his life for riotous living. The word there is sinful living. It's being a bad steward of our life, living for something that will hinder and destroy. God wants us to live for his purpose. You know, we need to be careful. There are so many Christians, and I don't understand that. There are so many Christians that like to live the Christian life on the edge. They like to live on the edge. And I say to you, friend, it's so dangerous to live on the edge. One summer, our family was at my mom's place, and she has a swimming pool, and the kids were in the pool having fun, and we were having some dinner together. And we were outside of the pool, and Emma was on a little table beside the swimming pool. And we were all in conversation, and as we were sitting there eating, we heard this small sound. It sounded like something like this. See if I can mimic it. It was like, it was so subtle and so small. And I turned around and I noticed Emma was at the bottom of that swimming pool. Now she was, what, 2 years old? She wasn't very old. She couldn't swim. And you could tell she was trying to holler, but nothing was coming out of her mouth. Well, my heart almost exploded in my chest. I mean, I reached down to the end of the pool and I pulled her out of the water. And I couldn't sleep for days after that. Just seeing her in that water, so close to the edge, it happened just like that. And there's so many Christians that live the Christian life. They're saying, oh, we want to do what is right. We want to do what is good, but they're kind of at the edge of the Christian life, and the devil's kind of trying to get them and trying to attack them, and they're living the Christian life on the edge where the Bible says, no, wait a minute, don't give any provision, don't give opportunity to the devil. Don't live your life so close to the edge that the devil has opportunity to grab you and destroy you. Hey, listen, we're talking about the high road here. We're talking about making decisions based upon the high road. Yeah, you have liberty in Christ and you can do what you ought and what you want. But the reality is we're talking about living our life circumspectly, a cautious walk, because we know the devil wants to destroy us. And so we're going to be careful, purposely living this cautious walk. Not only a cautious walk, would you write it down? We ought to have a calculated walk. We ought to have a calculated walk. God warns us that evil days that we live in and all of the things that are pulling us, it says redeem the time, buy back, recover the power from another. It says time here, a fixed and definite time. We are to take the opportunity that we have and we are to invest it in God's economy. Invest it in God's economy. Invest your family. Give God your family. Give God your children. God already owns them. You're stewards of your children. I hope you understand that. And bringing them up in the admonition of the Lord is being a good steward of your time. Praying with your family, important. Reading the Bible with your family, important. Eating together as a family and praying over the meal and praying for the needs that you have. couples praying together, reading the Bible together, all of this is a calculated walk because we know that the devil is going to be there to attack. And we're not just going to leave our Christian life to chance and just hope that we become a spiritual Christian walking in from the car on a Sunday morning. No, we're going to take a calculated walk and we're going to make decisions based upon the fact that I want to be a spiritual giant. I want to be a spiritual influence for my children. I want to be a spiritual leader for my home. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to make decisions based upon that. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm not going to let the devil take away that time. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. We're going to have family devotions. I understand how hard it is to have time and to make time, but think about your life. Think about your days. What can you take out that is good and put in that's better, that is best? A calculated walk for success. For success. I was saying this week about the importance of church, and church is not my idea. You know, I think some people get the idea that church, you know, the local assembly is the pastor's idea. And people get confused in what the meaning of the church is. Listen, the church is God's idea. And God has given to us the local church a time of preaching and praise through songs and fellowship together, exhorting one another. He has given us the church for your benefit and my benefit. He's given us prayer for your benefit and my benefit. He's given us the Bible for your benefit and my benefit. And it's not something that we just tack on to our Christian life. No, it's something that we have a calculated walk and we use it to help us to be stronger in Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Those Christians were a mess. And the writer of Hebrews says, your mess is because of your manner. And your manner is, you're not going to church. So much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm just saying that it's going to take some decisions that are going to have to be made. And sometimes they're tough decisions. And sometimes you're going to have to go and make these decisions, and say no to the flesh and say yes to the spirit. But I'm saying we need to have a cautious walk and we need to have a calculated walk because we have a devil, an enemy, an adversary that hates us. And he wants to destroy you. And the devil won't smile until your Christian life is useless and ineffective for the cause of Christ. And so what we need to do, we need to redeem the time. We need to realize that we're up against someone stronger than us. And we need to preserve that time, a cautious walk, a calculated walk. Let me give you thirdly, would you write it down? There's the purpose of time. There's the purpose of time. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Now, what is success? You hear people give these stories in Reader's Digest and, you know, their life story. And at the end of their life, they'll always say something like, I wish I would have spent more time with my family. I wish I would have spent more time in my Christian life. I told someone just recently that I wish as a teenager, I would have took my Christian life more seriously. I would be stronger as a Christian today if I wouldn't have wasted my time as a teenager. And so what is success? Well, from a secular perspective, success is making wise investments, climbing to the top of the ladder in a career field, having great possessions. You may have seen the license plate that said, whoever has the most toys wins. That is not going to bring happiness to the soul, and that is not the answer to success. You say, well, Pastor Burns, what is success in my life? Listen to me, it's very easy. It's finding God's will for your life and doing it. The Bible says, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Success is knowing and doing the will of God. And I'm going to teach you something that hopefully changes your life. God's will is not distant. It's not like, all right, I'm going to look for God's will. What am I going to do in 10 years? No, God's word teaches us that God's will is not distant. It's daily. You say, Pastor Burns, what are you talking about? I'm saying that you never have to pray ever, Lord, should I pray today? You don't have to, because the Bible says, understand what the will of the Lord is. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. Pray without ceasing. You don't have to pray about that, because God told you that is God's will for your life, that you pray today. It is God's will that you be in church today. It is God's will that you read the Bible today. It is God's will. Listen, if you do God's will daily, then 10 years down the road, it's all going to work together. Someone said to me, well, yeah, how did you know? How did you know if April was the person that you should marry in your life? Listen, this is the reality of it. I just lived my Christian life. I did what God told me to do daily, and God led me day by day. And 10 years and 15 years down the road, if you do God's will daily, then you'll do God's will in 10 years. And you'll be in God's will in 10 years. But God's will is not distant. Take that out of your mind. Well, I got to wait 5 years to see what God's will is. No, God's will is today. Are you doing what God wants you to do today? And the Bible teaches us that wisdom comes from the Bible. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2 as we conclude this message. Proverbs chapter 2. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 1. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 1. This is a great proverb and a great truth. The Bible says this, my son, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up the voice for her understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. The Bible says in James chapter 4 and verse 13, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that. Now, here's a wonderful principle that we need to understand. In James chapter 4, here's an individual getting ahead of God. And this individual is living their life saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be this. And the Bible says, no, slow down here. You need to live for God every single day. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 2 that wisdom is found in God's word. Receive, if thou wilt, my words. Receive the word of God. We gain wisdom and understanding from the Bible. And so someone who gets ahead of God and make plans outside of the will of God is someone who is dangerous of being led in the wrong direction. You see, the attitude here leads to a life without God, who just assumes that tomorrow is going to come. But if we live our life daily for God's will, what does God want me to do today? Well, I don't feel like going to church, but I know that God wants me to go to church. You think that pastors always feel like going to church? They don't. I know pastors that, you know, fighting various illnesses, discouragement. I remember one pastor telling me that within his church, there was so much trouble and turmoil that he would make himself stand behind the pulpit and preach the Bible. And he said it was the most difficult thing in the world to stand there and to preach God's word to people who, you know, are upset and mad and disgruntled. And I said, you know, why did you do it? Because it was God's will. Jeremiah, God said, don't be afraid of their faces. Just preach the Bible, preach the word of God. I'm saying, listen, there are some times in your life you got to do what God wants you to do. And even though it contradicts your flesh, you do what God wants you to do and God's going to bless you for it. I guarantee it. God's going to bless you for it. God's going to benefit. God, it's going to benefit your life because why? You're just doing day by day what God wants you to do. And you don't have to worry about 20 years down the road, because if you do what God wants you to do every single day, then 20 years down the road will take care of itself. But you need to walk circumspectly, and you need to be cautious, and you need to live the Christian life on purpose. And God said, listen, the rest will just be taken care of. But we can't get ahead of God. The Bible says, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that. Our life, our time is in the hand of God. And you know what? There's nothing wrong. We're living in a driven society. A society that is moving all around us so quickly. There is nothing wrong for you to be still and know that He is God. And just be quiet and just let God lead. I'm saying today that we are to redeem the time. You see, it's about time. It really is. Your life is about time. You don't want to squander your life, then don't squander time. Because time is what life is made out of. And we need to have a calculated walk. And we need to have a cautious walk. And we need to remember that the devil is a liar and a destroyer. He's a liar. You know, friend, he's the first liar, and he's really good at it. He's really good at it. And we need to make sure that we're walking for his glory. The will of God is not distant. It's not about tomorrow. It's about today. What does God want you to do today? God help us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. And we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here this morning. And Father, I pray, Lord, that I was a help to these dear folks. We're thankful for your word and the guidance you've given to all of us. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth. But Lord, we have so many different hurts and we have so many different happenings. Lord, we need your guidance in our life. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray that today we would make good decisions. Lord, I pray that we would act. We wouldn't just be. Lord, help us not just to be a hearer, but help us to be a doer. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to make good decisions even this morning. Lord, that this time that we've had meeting with you would benefit not only our today, but our eternity. And Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for each one. I pray for each one that is here this morning. I pray for their spiritual needs. I pray, Lord, for their physical needs. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would, if there's an individual here that is not saved, maybe they're doubting their salvation or wherever they stand spiritually, that they would have that resolve, that they would talk to me. Lord, that they would have that resolve today. Give them the boldness that they need. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for all that you've done for us and this wonderful opportunity.
We're glad that you joined us for this week's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that stands on the preaching and power of the Word of God. We would love for you to worship the Lord with us. We meet on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. If you would like to send your prayer request to Timeless Truths, we would love to pray for you and with you. You can email your request to prayer@kitchenerbaptist.org, or you can reach us by mail at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Once again, that is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. If you have been helped by this ministry, we would love to hear your story. Call us at 519-579-2236 or connect with us through our website at timelesstruths.ca. There you will find beneficial resources and hear more helpful messages from Pastor Jerry Burns. We hope that today's program has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for almost 10 years. If he can be of any spiritual help to you or your family, please let him know. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time when we open the Bible and discover God in His timeless truths.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. And whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith, anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your first weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets Friday nights at 7 p.m. at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. For more information, call Michael at 226-336-7680.